Dave Rennie's surprising selection of Luke Jacobson in the All Blacks back row raises eyebrows but proves to be a game changer. Here's why this decision could redefine New Zealand's strategy moving forward. Jacobson, often overlooked despite his solid Super Rugby Pacific performances, steps into the spotlight against France. Initially met with skepticism, Israel Dagg changes his tune after witnessing Jacobson's impact on the field. He describes Jacobson as the key to unlocking the potential of Peter Lekai and Arti Sivea, emphasizing his physicality and presence in the match. Dagg notes a standout moment where Jacobson's thunderous tackle against a French lock electrifies the crowd, showcasing why he earned the nickname Concrete Shoulders. This selection not only solidifies the All Blacks' loose trio, but also enhances the performance of scrum half Cam Røygaard. Røygaard shines with two tries in the tight 34-32 win, further establishing himself among the world's elite halfbacks. Dagg praises Røygaard for his speed, decision-making, and ability to challenge defenses, highlighting the synergy created with Jacobson's robust play. This duo's performance signals a promising shift for the All Blacks as they aim for success in the Rugby Championship.